It's Monday, and on a Monday, we resolve the argument that happens in every living room as to what to watch on the TV with our very own Oracle, Irina. How are you this morning, my love?
I am good, but I'm not sure that these shows will help any couple resolve anything because it's about the issue of being in a couple.
Oh, okay. Well, we've really crossed the lines here. The theme for today is marriage dramas. What's Love Life?
Love Life is an anthology series. It's on Stan. Season 2 has come up. Season 1, it's executive produced by Anna Kendrick, who everyone has seen in Pitch Perfect and a million other fantastic movies. So it's her TV show. And in Season 1, she was the protagonist, and each episode is a new romance. She's looking for love. I found Season 1 horrible and insipid, watched 1.5 episodes and gave up on it.
Okay. Quite the ringing endorsement there. Thank you.
Yep. There you go. I mean, if you love Anna Kendrick, you know, in a rom-com over and over, then that's for you. Season 2 takes a completely different turn, and this time the protagonist is William Jackson Harper, who was Chidi and a Conde in The Good Place.
Oh, yes.
He was the kind of nutty professor of philosophy in The Good Place.
Quite a sweet character from memory, yes.
Yes, and once again he plays that sort of beta, soft loser. But what I really enjoyed about Love Life is the acting was much better. I appreciated that layer of African-American living in New York. So all of the people there are professionals. He's a book editor. His friends are all wealthy or professionals, but they're still dealing with the issue of being a black person in America. So there's some interesting insights for us watching about that, which makes it meatier and more interesting than just, you know, watching some, you know, young girl falling in love, which we've seen a million times before. Mm. And he has to deal with, well, when he's dating a white woman, what does that say about him when he's dating a black woman? So he is a much more compelling actor. The people that he's in the show with are far more compelling actors. His sister is a lesbian. His parents are professors. It's watchable. It's not the best show I've ever seen, but certainly for that kind of extra level of interest. And his number one, his main love interest is Jessica Williams, who was in a bunch of stuff. She is amazing. And for that, I would say, you know, if you want a little bit of sort of romance drama, 20-minute episodes on Stan, this is for you.
All right. And very quickly, tell us about Scenes from a Marriage on HBO.
Scenes from a Marriage stars Jessica Chastain and Jason Isaacs. And quite frankly, what more can I say? Who doesn't want to see these people married, in love, fighting, arguing? It's very real. It feels very real. It's the kind of arguments that you have with your spouse in perpetuity that never get resolved, and everyone feels resentful. But these actors have known each other for 20 years, so the way they do this is so intimate, and they feel married, and they're beautiful to watch, and their stories are authentic. So if you do want to, if you are finding about what to watch on a Sunday night, then I imagine why not watch better-looking people do it for you?
There's also the issue of Jason Isaacs is in everything. In fact, I'm a bit worried when I open the studio door that he'll be standing in. He's in just about everything I'm watching these days.
It's so true. And luckily for me, I really love him.
Yes.
So I'm happy to fill my bucket with him at the moment.
All right. Well, you can fill your bucket next week when the Oracle Irina joins us once again to talk some more TV on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thanks, my love.
Can't wait.